Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, it is time for the John Flaherty Report, which is brought to you by Home Service Heating and Cooling. He does, serving more than 100,000 New Yorkers. And by Town Fair Tire.
His aid.
Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
And with that,
that's right.
We bring in from the S Network, John Flaherty. John, Jerry, and Boomer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's way too official, right? The John Flaherty Report.
I can't believe that you got your own report now, Johnny. That's unbelievable. That just shows you the report. No, it's a new report every time. Yes. It's a new report. But I do have a bone to pick with you, Johnny.
Great.
Do you know what that bone is? Do you have any idea what it may be?
I can't wait for it. Bring it.
All right. I was talking to you the other day, and we were going into hypotheticals. I didn't want to get into hypotheticals. And I asked you who was going to pitch Game 5 for the Yankees. You said Sonny Gray.
Well, they had Sonny Gray down as the probable for Game 5, Boomer, so I just go with the information that they gave me.
Oh, I thought you had inside information.
No, what are you kidding? Why would I do that? I'd have to have a report named after me if I had the inside information.
All right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way. So let me ask you, Corey Kluber, here we go. So I would think much like Severino, probably chomping at the bit, hoping that he gets another opportunity to go out there and do his thing. And here it is. It's Game 5, the ace in the hole for the Indians and everything else. What are you expecting from him tonight?
Well, I think I'm expecting what the Yankee lineup is expecting, that he's going to be Corey Kluber again. He's not going to be the guy that they saw in Game 2. He was clearly off right from the beginning of that game. So I think if the Yankees game plan against him, you're game planning that it's going to be a low-scoring game. You're game planning to try to play a little small ball and try to put some runs up on the board early. This all goes back, and we've talked the whole time, guys, about Terry Francona making this decision with Bauer in Game 1 because he wanted his ace Kluber lined up in case they needed a Game 5 on regular rest. Well, you know what? He's got his guy on regular rest at home. And you expect him to be the ace and the future Cy Young Award winner this year. And for the Yankees, that's what you have to expect. If it's anything like it was in Game 2, it's a bonus for them.
You know, I asked you about Severino early in the game. What are we looking for? And you were spot on that his fastball was going to be in command and he was going to throw it in the high 90s. And, man, he was blistering early in the game. So tonight, as we sit down and we get ready to watch this game, what are we looking for to tell us whether or not Kluber is going to be effective?
Well, I think first of all, it's going to be that two-seam fastball that he was trying to throw in on the lefties in Game 2, and he was missing up and away out over the plate. And if he can keep it in on the inside corner to the lefties, kind of freezing them for strike 3, then that tells you mechanically he is right on top of his game. The slider, as we talked about earlier, it's a devastating pitch. If you're the Yankees, you don't want to get anywhere near that pitch, but again, for me, it's first inning fastball command, especially with the two-seamer in on the lefties. If you see Brett Gardner lead off the game and he throws him with a two-seam fastball on the inside corner, first at bat of the game, that's not a good sign for the Yankees and Yankee fans.
And I think Brett was hitless against him in that first game against Kluber. John Flaherty with us. On the flip side, CC gets the start, and you know we don't have to talk about Friday night anymore and what happened, but I thought he was good, and I thought he should have stayed in the game longer. In a game like this, you know, he wiggled out of a bases-loaded situation in that game, too. I thought he showed his veteran presence that night. Does he get the opportunity to do that tonight, or because of what's at stake, there'll be a very quick hook, do you think?
Well, you know, two of the greatest parts of the last game for the Yankees, Game 4, was Severino, how good he was, but the fact that he was able to go deep into that game and give the bullpen another night off. So to answer your question, Gary, it's a short leash. It's if you get 4 innings out of CC tonight, I think you're ecstatic with that. You got Green, who hasn't pitched in 4 days. David Robertson's going to be ready to go. Chapman will be able to give you multiple innings. But with all that being said, you know, the last time Sabathia pitched in the series, he was a little shaky early on. He was off, but yep. Like the veteran that he is, he kind of regrouped and got it together. You know, Joe Girardi got a lot of criticism for me as well. You know, 77 pitches, and he pulled Sabathia when I thought he was cruising. I think tonight you throw it all out the window. You pay attention batter to batter. But I think the goal going in, if you're Joe Girardi, who likes to game plan these things with his bullpen, is four innings. If you can get four innings out of Sabathia and he's going toe-to-toe with Kluber, you're going to be pretty satisfied with that.
Talking to John Flaherty, he has a John Flaherty report now here at WFAN because of the success that we've had with John. And
going to get pizzayed.
That's exactly right. And everybody should get pizzayed. That's what I say. You know, let's talk about Aaron Judge for a second. Did get a big double the other night. What are you seeing from him, and why is he striking out so much?
Well, it's the same thing that we've talked about. They're doing a good job pitching to him. Cleveland is. They got a good game plan. They're executing. But, you know, he made a little bit of an adjustment in game four. He kind of hunted that fastball up and in and was able to pull his hands in and have that double early in the ball game that, you know, obviously is going to give him some confidence. But he's at a point right now, guys, where, you know, you're looking for that one big swing of the bat. And he has had some pitches. Either he has swung at them because he's thinking about pitch selection, how are they going to pitch me, and he gets caught looking, or he's had good pitches to hit and he's fouled them off. In this game, he's looking for that one mistake and put a big swing on it. At this point, game five, he knows exactly how they're going to pitch him. They pitch him the same every game. A lot of fastballs in to get him excited, breaking balls down and away. He doesn't have to swing the ball in. They're not throwing it for strikes in there. So if he can stay disciplined and say, I'm just going to look out over the plate against Kluber and get that good pitch. You're hoping for one mistake.
John Flaherty with us, Yankees-Indians tonight, Game 5. Two-part question, both involving the DH position. Number one, Encarnacion, his availability, and if he plays, how effective do you think he can be? And then the second part of that question would be on the Yankees side. You know, you've gotten nothing out of Ellsbury or Headley. Is there any chance we would see Holiday tonight?
Yeah, there's a chance to answer the second part first. I don't think it's a great chance just because of that slider that Kluber has is so devastating. And it's devastating against the righties or lefties, but doesn't really matter. But Holiday hasn't been in there for a while. He hasn't been tracking live pitching. I think that's a tough matchup for him. That's kind of a roll of the dice. I think Ellsbury or Headley would have a better chance in that DH role tonight. And then with Encarnacion, it's his right ankle, which for a right-handed hitter is probably the worst ankle to hurt. I know the left ankle is more of a you know, lance off on your front foot and you'll be able to do something. So to answer your question, he might be in there tonight. I think with that right ankle, it's really going to be a detriment to him trying to hit against Sabathia. But the fact that he might be in there and it lengthens their lineup and it gives you somebody else to think about with one big swing, even if he doesn't come up with that one big swing, it's a factor on how you pitch to him.
I know one thing. If he's on, you know, if he's in the batter's box with a guy on first or second, you know, that's a double play waiting to happen. So that's another thing that, you know, works well in the Yankees' favor. You know, thinking about all of this, John, going into it, you know, I was telling Jerry before this whole thing started, you know, with starting pitching is, I think, in the favor of the Cleveland Indians. May not have shown itself like it did because of Tanaka's performance and because of Severino's performance. But tonight they're there with the spot that they want to be in, and that's having that ace in the hole. All things being equal, in your heart, what are you expecting? Because I've been telling Jerry, we're going to get a better Indians performance than we have the last two. That without question, they're going to be more locked in. In your sense, do you feel the same way?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they're not going to make four errors in the game and give the Yankees extra outs and extra opportunities. They're back at home. Obviously, they love that with their ace. But all of that being said, the momentum in this series has shifted to the Yankees. You know, I hate to say it this way because they do have something to lose. The Yankees do. They want to win this game. But they're kind of just going about it the way they have the whole month of September. That, you know what, we're just going to go out and do our thing. It seems like they're relaxed. They're nice and loose. They're kind of enjoying this as opposed to Cleveland, which I'm sensing a little tension now. So we'll find out a lot about the Indians. I expect them to play a great game. I expect them to give this to the Yankees by making the errors that they did in game four. The Yankees are going to have to go out there and earn it, especially on the road. But, you know, with all the starting pitchers and the matchups and all that stuff, I see this game coming down to the back end of the bullpens. You know, Andrew Miller gave up that big home run to Bird. He's going to be a huge factor tonight. Can he rebound from that? Allen, the closer, can he try to close it out? And then, of course, the Yankee bullpen. We talked about it. They're rested. It's going to be a huge part of this game.
Last one for me, John. I'll let you go. And I know they're a great team. I'm not stupid. But based on what happened last year, based on where they are right now, up 2-0 and now at 2-2, if the Yankees ever got out to a big start, do you still believe that they would have the wherewithal to come back? And I know it could be one swing of the bat. Or do you think that it could just get to them at this point and the Yankees could wind up winning this game?
Oh, no doubt. The Indians are thinking about this. You're right. Everything that they went through last year, you know, giving up that big lead in the World Series, and the way this series has gone, they're definitely thinking about it. They're feeling it a little bit. But with all that being said, I mean, Terry Francona is just one of the best. He keeps the clubhouse really loose. He's not going to stress, and I think players feed off of that. So, you know, they've had an unbelievable year, but they're also feeling that we won over 100 games. We're predicted to go to the World Series and probably win it, you know, and all of those expectations come down to 9 innings in about 3.5-4 hours. So we'll see how they respond.
Last thing for me, John, you just said about Terry Francona leaving the whole thing loose in the locker room and all that other stuff. He's a great manager. Is that what Joe Girardi does or no?
they're two completely different personalities, Boomer, and I laugh because – you know, Tito, I've been around him so much in my career. He's just one of those people, when you're around him, you never feel stressed. You feel confident. He makes you feel better about yourself, and you know that he has your back. Joe Girardi's a little different. You always feel like he has your back, but he's wound a little tighter. He's a little more stressed out. You could see it on his face. So I think that obviously he feels a little relieved after what happened in Game 2 that his team responded. I think coming back to Cleveland, hopefully he can enjoy tonight and just kind of let things play out. But you're talking about two completely different personalities. And, you know, I hope Joe can just enjoy tonight and kind of let it play out. He's got all of his weapons lined up. Just kind of watch the game and figure out how Sabathia looks and how he's doing, and watch the contact and make some decisions accordingly.
John Flaherty, Yes Network. We enjoy the John Flaherty Report.
Yeah, we do.
And enjoy the game tonight.
All right, Johnny, take it easy, man. Take.
All right, enjoy it, guys.
All right.
Pay me, bitch.
Hope, yeah, right. You know, the one thing that I will say is that I just hope, I swear to God, I hope that in the first two innings tonight that the Indians aren't just teeing off on Sabathia.
You know, I hope that after two innings, it's not 10:30.
Well, just also, but also remember that in Game 2, you know, they got down 8-3 and came back and won.
Yeah, I know.
So,
that's why I was asking. You thought they had the wherewithal to do
it
again.
That's the beauty of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.